And we're going to begin with an update on the management commentary. Julia?
Thank you very much, Hans. Good afternoon, everyone. So we wanted to give you a quick update on the project and also tell you about the next steps and the timeline. So in March, the board had an education session on the management commentary project and discussed the staff's plan for updating the practice statement. No decisions were made at the time. Also in March, the board announced a formation of consultative group on the management commentary project. The board invited applicants with knowledge and experience in either developing or implementing management commentary regimes or those with experience in using management commentary disclosures. In July, following a discussion with DPOC of the composition of the consultative group, we announced the members of the consultative group. So the group will comprise 18 individuals with relevant background from various jurisdictions. In addition, four organizations have been accepted as official observers on the consultative group. The group is expected to meet three times prior to the publication of the exposure draft, so one time for each of the anticipated project streams. The first meeting of the consultative group will take place on the 28th of September. After each discussion of the consultative group, we will immediately provide the board with a verbal update at the following board meeting, and then subsequently we will consider the advice from the consultative group in developing the papers and recommendations for the board. So each discussion of the consultative group will then be followed by the decision-making sessions by the board, and those decisions will subsequently be fed back to the consultative group, so we close the feedback loop. In addition, also in July, we reached out to national standard setters with a request for information about legislation, regulation, and practice related to management commentary in various jurisdictions. We requested responses to this request for information by the end of August, and again, the findings in that outreach will be used in formulating our papers for the consultative group and for the board. So we expect that the discussions by the board and by the consultative group will continue till approximately mid next year, after which we expect to proceed with drafting the exposure draft, and we expect to be able to publish an exposure draft in first half of 2020. Do you have any questions or comments on why we are in next steps?
Excuse me. What's the response been like from the people that you've reached out to?
A request for information?
Yes, you know, your survey and going to the national standard setters and others. How are you finding the response? Are you getting useful information back from them? What's their kind of attitude participating in the process and so forth?
So far it is a little bit early to say because we only issued the request maybe like 10 days ago, so we do not expect to hear anything that soon.
Maru.
Thank you. Quick question, because I don't know if I missed when you talked, but in the paper you correctly mentioned that at the time of posting of the agenda, item 7, final steps stated to the formation of the consultative group. I think I missed, but at this time the consultative group is already...
Yes, so
yes, and it is in our website,
yes.
Everything for people
yes.
who want to be eventually be in touch with this guy.
Yes, so the composition of the group, the members, the observers, the meeting dates, it's all now publicly available on our website.
Excellent.
Okay, no further questions.